News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the government needs concrete plans for the development of floating wind energy in Ireland's deepest waters. That's the call from Wind Energy Ireland ahead of a two-day offshore conference beginning this morning, and their CEO, Noel Kniff, joins us now. Noel, surely this is something that everyone is on board with. Are you just worried that it's too slow, or are you worried that there actually isn't a will to make this happen?
Good morning, Ciara. Thanks very much for having me. Yes, we're at a very exciting time, I think, for offshore wind energy in Ireland. For 20 years, the Arklow Bank wind farm in Wicklow has been Ireland's only offshore wind farm. And that's about to change because for the first time in a generation, six projects are going to enter into the planning system in Ireland over the next 12 weeks or so. Yesterday, the government also announced their longer term plans for offshore wind energy, for how we can develop fixed bottom and floating offshore wind right around the coastlines in Ireland. And what we're calling for this morning is a little bit more clarity on exactly when and where that floating offshore wind energy will be developed, but also to call for more resourcing into our planning system so that we're able to get those projects through that will be going in the next 12 weeks.
Okay. It would appear that our best, and we have been described potentially as sort of the Saudi Arabia of wind, that we're probably the second best offshore wind country potentially in the world, and our western seaboard is where these should go. But there seems to be quite a lot of pinch points around this, Noel. Things like onshore infrastructure being one of them, planning being one of them. What needs to happen? What needs to change? And are you concerned, I would suggest quite a lot of people are, about the speed of development of this? We could be behind the curve here, despite our advantages, and that would put us as a kind of a late adopter or adapter, and that could create problems.
Yeah, so to put it into context, Ciara, our sea area is seven times larger than our land area. So we have one of the largest maritime areas in all of Europe. And when you couple that with being one of the windiest countries on the planet, we really have an enormous opportunity for offshore wind energy. The planning system is certainly an area of concern. So right now, the planning system for energy infrastructure is struggling to cope today. Last year, more onshore wind projects went into the system than ever before. They're also joined by dozens of solar energy projects, battery energy projects, and electricity grid infrastructure projects. To add to that, in the next 12 weeks, six offshore planning applications are going to be going in to Mbord Pleanála, to National Parks and Wildlife Service, statutory consultees and environmental groups.
And how long do you expect them to take going through that process, Noel?
Well, there, to put it into context, those environmental reports for the planning applications alone are 6,000 to 7,000 pages long for each of those projects.
Okay.
So trying to turn around those projects in a suitable time so that we can get it out of the planning system and deliver them before the end of the decade is going to be really important. It needs to be a national priority that our planning system has the resources and the expertise to deliver that.
So there is an issue around the length of time the planning is taking. What about the onshore infrastructure? We're hearing that we're way behind the curve there.
So I think electricity grid investment is critical, really, really important. The electricity grid is the heartbeat for how the electricity system in Ireland works. It brings the power from where it's generated to where we use it.
So are you saying unless we have something on, along our western, you know, shoreline that will accept the electricity coming from these big windmills, that we're all for naught?
Well, exactly, Ciara. We need to develop the infrastructure initially off our east coast and our south coast, and then over time in our west coast. And that grid is going to be really important to be able to move the power around the island. It'll be really important so that we can align electricity demand. So it creates huge opportunities for coastal communities, for new businesses, energy parks around the coasts of Ireland. And we can really attract new types of businesses there to take advantage of that green electricity coming onshore.
And maybe can I ask you lastly, I'm sure you saw during the week Fianna Fáil's Lisa Chambers was quite critical of Eamon Ryan about this very issue, saying that it, you know, we've built quite a lot, or we've moved forward to a greater extent on the eastern seaboard, which isn't as windy than the western seaboard, and that this is an issue. Would you agree with that?
I think Ireland can be a world leader in floating wind energy, which is what Lisa was calling for. But to do that, we first need two things. We need to deliver the projects that are there on the East Coast and the South Coast so that they can invest in our port infrastructure, in our supply chain, and build investor confidence in the market that we need here in Ireland to develop floating wind energy. And then the second thing we need is clarity from the government on where exactly those floating wind energy demonstrator projects, which is something that government have referenced a lot recently, where will that be? How big will it be? Where will it be located? Because we have companies right around the country that are keen to work with them on that, so we can bring that international expertise and help to develop floating wind energy off our West Coast in the years to come.
Noel Cunniff, CEO of Wind Energy Ireland, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.